Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, chatting with Chris Vermeulen, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Now Chris, I haven't gotten much metals commentary today, so that's what I'm looking at you for right now. We have gold that, it's kind of a choppy day, mostly flat on the day, holding a little above 1700. The large cap gold stocks continue to do quite well as GDX, after starting the day, well, dropping quickly in the day, it is now up almost 2%, 34.61, which is really just solidifying this breakout to 7-year highs that we have seen. What are your thoughts on gold and the large cap gold stocks right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've liked gold for a long time. I mean, I saw the breakout happening last summer. We kind of called that breakout zone, and it's had that breakout, and gold's been performing exceptionally well. Just like something in a bull market should. I mean, other than the virus hiccup, that was kind of short-lived, and gold recouped right away and pushed up to new multi-year highs. So gold I really like a lot because it's very conservative. It's a relatively slow mover. It's seen as a safe haven, and it's been leading the way out of the gold, silver, and miners, kind of those three. So you typically want to stick with the leaders in order for the best gains. And so that's what I like right now. To me, gold on the daily chart, you look back from the March lows to now, it's got a beautiful bull flag. It's primed and ready for another big run to the upside. And I think if the equities market does start to roll over here, which goes against the grain because everybody right now seems to be super bullish on stocks, everybody's feeling good. Summer's coming or spring is here and businesses are opening. And I mean, it's kind of fueling this kind of, you know, this exciting wave of people moving into stocks. So I think the stock market's going to come to an end here soon. It's going to catch everyone off guard. And then we're going to see the precious metals really start to shine. And I think this is the time they're going to really take off because money is looking for somewhere new to go. And gold is outperforming. And the large cap, the GDX, gold stocks have broken into a bull market as of about a week and a half ago. Today, they're at new highs. Those are the two leading kind of sectors right now. And so smart money is going to start rotating into those. So I'm really excited about the precious metals sector. I think it's got good potential over the next month or two to really post some strong gains.
Now balance that out with your comments on these U.S. markets, because gold stocks and U.S. equity markets have for the most part been positively correlated. There was a little bit last week where gold stocks moved higher and the U.S. markets moved down, but is there an environment here where if a sell-off happens in U.S. markets, you think that that could benefit gold stocks, the larger ones?
Yeah, I think there will be a sweet spot, a little Goldilocks zone or time in the market where the gold miners and metals will outperform the stock market. We've seen it happen many times before during just before a bear market starts. We see the equities market rally up and then start to chop sideways, which is what I think we're starting to do now on the daily chart for the S&P 500. I think it's starting to show volatility. It's going to start to kind of weaken and it could still move higher. But even if it pulls back, I think we're going to see money now move into kind of the gold miners and start to perform really well. And they can buck the trend. The thing is, as long as we don't see heavy distribution selling like in March, where everyone panics and they just liquidate everything, that will pull the gold stocks down for sure. It'll pull the whole market down. But if we just continue to see what's going on right now, the stock market grinds higher, trades sideways, pulls back for a few days, I think we're going to see the gold miners actually outperform the stock market and move to the upside while the equities market may be relatively flat over the next month.
So what about the juniors? You look at something like GDXJ, and at the beginning of this year was perking up, breaking out of a bit of a resistance zone at about 43 that it had, but it only spent less than a week above that level, went through that waterfall decline, hasn't been able to quite catch up to that level. Do you consider the juniors being in a bull market as well?
I don't. I mean, they haven't broken the 2016 highs or... I really think the 2016 high, which is also the 2013 high, that's a really significant level on the chart. And to me, when that is broken, I mean, they should be off to the races. And it still has a long ways to go there. I mean, it's around the $50, $51 mark for GDXJ. And there's a lot of upside potential to get there. But it's a really noisy and kind of random chart at this point. And if gold is already in a bull market and holding up and outperforming, and the large cap gold stocks have already broken out of this basing formation, why would you take something stuck under a major resistance that every time it's hit this level, we've seen like a 30 to 60% sell-off in the juniors? So buy something above major resistance in a new bull market. That's the large caps, that's gold, and let, you know, the helium just pull the price up. I mean, it should be favoring higher prices versus the miners are, they're struggling sellers stepping in every time something bad happens. So they're not there yet. And silver is kind of in the same boat. I mean, silver is still making lower lows and lower highs. It's, you know, I hate to say it, but I mean, it's still in a full out bear market. I think it could recover and move quick to the upside, but it's a pretty ugly looking chart long-term wise until it breaks out like the juniors need to. So silver's got the setup over the last month and a half. It's got a beautiful bull flag. It looks like it could have a push and get to a major resistance area, which will be kind of a threshold around that kind of that $19 mark. And if it can break that 19, that'll be the beginning of very early stages of a bull market. I mean, really, for a full out bull market, in my opinion, it needs to kind of get above 20 and a half. So, I mean, it's got a long ways to go to get into that type of bull market where we can see it go from 20 to like 50, you know, in a few months, something like in 2010. So I like them all, but I think there's easier money to be made by going with the leaders that are already trending higher.
Fair enough. So really waiting for some sort of a breakout to come from these juniors, even in silver, and then ride that higher. Quite frankly, it has been the best play, riding these large cap stocks and, well, just focusing on those, quite frankly. What do you think it'll take to drive those juniors higher? Do you think it's a function of gold price? Do you think it is a function of the larger stocks going higher, or is it something completely different?
I think it's going to be a mix of a lot of different things. And really, the big player to me is kind of, because typically we've seen gold miners and gold perform the best just before a bear market in stocks actually ends. So it's not right now. What I'm looking at now is for them to outperform for a couple weeks, few months tops. And then I think they're going to get sucked in a vacuum when the stock market, if the stock market does roll over and move lower. But when that bear market comes to an end later this year, early 2021, that gold miners will be the first ones to bop and break and gold to the upside and then start this crazy rally. Now, that's only if we get into a bear market. And I've been talking and writing articles on this saying, you know, we're in no man's land right now with the overall financial markets. We are on the verge of a bear market. We're on the verge of a new bull market. And we're not going to know for several weeks, probably another 4, maybe even 12 weeks from now, and which way the market is going to go. Are we confirmed in a new bull market and we just had a cleansing? Or is this a dead cat bounce and we're about to start a new bear market? And everything is going to hinge on that. And if I had to kind of map it out, I would say the stock market is starting a bear market. We have a couple months of topping and sideways formation in the stock market. Gold miners should outperform as a safe haven play. They're already starting to do that. But when the stock market rolls over later this summer, I mean, I think we're going to see everything get sucked back down again. And it'll give you a great opportunity to get back into the miners and all these assets at a much lower price late in the bear market cycle once the panic selling and the broad market selling kind of dissipates. That's kind of my big view going forward.
Interesting. Okay. Thanks for outlining that. That's pretty, well, complete and comprehensive there. Let's also talk about natural gas, because you and I talk about natural gas on a regular basis, and it does really look like nat gas bottomed a little bit after the markets and that general washout at about 152. It has moved its way a little over $2 currently, actually fighting with that $2 range. Where do you see natural gas going from here?
Yeah, I like natural gas. We've been following it really closely, looking for this rounding formation that it's a bottoming formation, really, is what it has formed. And today it really broke out. Yesterday it broke out, but today really had confirmation where it really extended and has pushed higher, trading up, 7-8% today. More or less, I think it's got room to push to around the 240 mark. I think that's a fairly significant resistance zone. But the size of this pattern, based on kind of what's been unfolding, we could actually see a move, a huge spike all the way up to around 360, which is ridiculously high. And no one's really expecting it. And that's why it's kind of interesting, is because the analysis just kind of points to some huge pop and blow off in price, because it has been undervalued for such a long time and it's been grinding to these multi-year lows. Usually when something goes to one extreme for a long time, it's usually going to, have that rubber band effect and go back in the opposite direction. And it's going to go when people don't expect it. And this is probably the time, right? Nobody's thinking we need the natural gas. We're going into summer, warmer months. But I mean, when you look at the price, the chart is saying like it's primed and ready for a big rally. And it has just started this week.
So any relationship or correlation you're drawing to other markets to maybe continue to push natural gas higher?
Not really. No, it's just pure natural gas price and based on cycles. And I mean, today was a nice pop and a breakout. And I mean, depending on your time frame, I'm bullish or bearish. So today was nice. We locked in 11% on our UNG trade on a portion of it today. But I have a cycle trading down and sideways for the next couple of weeks. So we might see this continue to trade sideways here and base out for a little bit more before we see the bottom of the next cycle turn up. And then we could probably see that big run up to 240, 250. So, I mean, there isn't a whole lot of insight in terms of other sectors that I focus on for natural gas. It's always just pure technical analysis on the price. And yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
All right. Well, we'll follow up on that. But I do appreciate those metals comments. And I do think that they're spot on right now. And hey, that's just where money has been flowing. So it's one of those arguments. Don't fight the trend, especially when you have a breakout like we have had in the larger mining stocks. And it's still arguably very early on here. Chris, thanks for your time. I'm going to post a link below to the Technical Traders website where everyone can follow along with you. Thanks, Chris.
Awesome. Thanks, Corey. Take care.